to see the light of another day. We appreciate you for your grace that started this meeting with us on Friday. The blessings we receive, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Master, for yesterday, your blessings. We are grateful unto you, God, for bringing us again today for another blessing. We just look up unto you, and we appreciate the sound service and also the special numbers. May your name be glorified. We want to ask, O living God, that both here and wherever your children are assembled this morning, that you do something special in the life of your people. Raise our faith, and Lord, remove every doubt and unbelief. Draw us closer unto yourself. May we be strong both physically and spiritually. Those who have traveled, may you watch over them and be with them. When they will be returning back, may you bring them back safely. Once again, your servant, Lord, our pastor, back home, we pray that you be with him and be his strength. And as you remember, especially today in prayer, we ask that you answer our prayers on his behalf to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. At the end of this service, may we have recourse to worship and glorify your name for your goodness unto us. We ask these things with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. You can please be seated a while. Welcome ourselves to church this morning in the name of Jesus Christ.
Do you know why I love Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? On that all day, oh, he rose again. I've never seen a man who rose from the light Jesus. Do you know? Do you know? Oh, why I love Jesus. Oh, do you know why he's so great?
Let's sing happy birthday for Professor Ayo John.
Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 27. from verse 62, we'll read to 66. Matthew chapter 27, from verse 62 to 66, and we see it also from chapter 28. Matthew chapter 27, from verse 62. Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again." We'll see if he's a deceiver or not. There's no need to argue. Is it not 3 days? How many times does it take 3 days to expire? Not while I'm there. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, "Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as ye can." So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. Chapter 28. We start from verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Remain who will come and ask him to stand up. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Let's go to verse 11. Now when they were going, the oldsman of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, bribe, saying, "Say, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you." That is how people used to do when bribery is involved. And some people will go and be another set of lawyers or big people influence. Say, influence, say, the boy really was not guilty, this and that. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. May the Lord add his blessings. Let me read one more verse, not here, but Romans 3. Because that's why we're taking our text. Romans 3, just verse 3. Yeah. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. God bless you as we, within the time that we have, look at the message. Unbelief does not hinder God. Unbelief does not hinder God. We start our background from the message Proving His Word, 1964, August 18. We read from, let's first read from Isopeli Words of Promise. Isopeli Words of Promise, That's just one Psalm, paragraph 12 and 13.
And it's to anybody who will accept it. And now there is some who try to accept it and cannot. There is others who can accept it. And some get it without half trying. Now that we have to preach the gospel that healing is to all, yet we know it's not. It is to all if they can receive it. But we know that they all cannot receive it. I just want to be as honest with you as I know how to be. We have to preach salvation the same way. That salvation is for all. But we know cannot receive it. All men cannot see these things. Jesus said, blessed are your eyes that can see, your understanding, for there is many that cannot understand it. The scripture that we even read in Romans 3 verse 3, he said, for what if some did not believe? He didn't say all, because it's possible for all not to believe. Some will believe, some will not believe. So, say what if some did not believe? Does it stop God's program? Does it hurt God? Does it reduce him from being God? But in preaching, we preach, everybody come and say, in healing, everybody, God can. But it is those that will benefit it. When we are preaching salvation, it is to those who will accept it. Accept it, God cannot by force. If you are in his own elect to believe. That's the mystery of God. The prophet said that we are born. If you are an elect, that there is something that God slip in into your soul. He said that is what you are come to scatter. You might make some Israelite journey. You might dance party. But if you are an elect, you will still come back to that point of salvation where you will not be able to continue again without God. Before we go, let's read the second quote of the background of Proving His Word. Proving His Word, 1964, August 18, from paragraph 70 to 74. But in the face of all these doubting ages and things that we have went through and live in today, the worst of all, in the all these doubts, God does go right on, proving his words to be right, and as he has in every age. Unbelief doesn't stop God. It doesn't hinder him. I don't care how much the word unbelief or disbelief, it is still going to happen. Unbelief doesn't do nothing but condemn the unbeliever. The unbelief will send the unbeliever to hell. It will rob him of every blessing that God promised to him. But it doesn't hinder God from going right on with the believer. I am glad for that. It doesn't stop God from going on with the believer. See, unbelief doesn't stop God. It only stops the unbeliever. Amen. You say the sun ain't going to shine tomorrow. You can carry your handkerchief and go and cover his face then. So that it will not shine. Because I don't know what you are going to do. Where the sun is. I don't know how long it will take in an aeroplane. Even an aeroplane cannot get there. It will burn before you ever near the place. There is limit. One time they have 38,000 feet above the sea level, maximum that an airplane can go. Maybe now they have about 45,000 feet that an airplane can go, and each one is designed for a certain height. You go beyond your height that you are designed for, the cabin will lose pressure, and everybody will die inside. That's all. Even though you see flying, but no air to breathe it. Both the pilot and all the people inside and the crew, they will all be dead. And the plane will continue to fly. The only way it can come down is if a higher plane can climb above it to blow it down. Or it will continue to go until the fuel finish. Then automatically it will come down. Whether in the sea, whether on the street, whether in the bush, anywhere it further come down. You say the sun ain't going to shine tomorrow. I'm going to stop it. You try it. See? Alright, you can't do it. God has set it in order and said it will shine. And it is going to shine. That is all. He said it would. In Genesis, he put the seasons there. He said, as long as the world exists, he said, night and day, winter and summer, this and that, he said, they will not cease. He has said it works. And all of them have been obedient to that from that time till now. Obey it until the seasons are over. Because the time is coming when season will end. Glory to God. Alright, the prophet said, my beast will be under, but it is shining just the same. And you, how does people? First, God knowing that there will be unbelievers, he knows the believers. So God is not surprised. Some unborn baby, God knows whether the one that will believe and the one that will not believe. Those existing, God knows who will believe and who will not believe. Those even calling Jesus, God knows who is believing and who is not believing. Now, kingdom of God, when the unbelievers and how the majority will be unbelievers, majority predestinated a seed for that will be the word that he has allotted for every age, no matter how hot it will look like, no matter how funny it looks, as long as it is God's word. He has already ordained a people. In fact, what the prophet really said in God rich in mercy is that this seed that God dropped in the believer or the elect for each age is the message of that day. So that message, why it is falling to others, why it is looking whatever to others, to you that already have the deposit of it in your heart, it is the deep calling to the deep. What is already a deposit in you is being woken up as you are hearing it. Like you are going on the street and you see somebody, look as if I saw this place before. Have you experienced that? That is how it is with the word of God for every age. It will look as if you have had it somewhere before. Yes, you have had it somewhere before. In your theophany, you have had it because there is a deposit of it that is in your heart. And as long as it is in that heart, a deep will have to call to the deep, and the deep will respond anyhow. If there is no response, Brother Abraham said that the mother told him a parable that you cannot get blood from a Tony. God, there is no blood there. I don't care the effort anybody will make to this wound now. Blood can't come out of here. God, it doesn't have blood. You might say that this one is because it's dry. You go to the one that is not dry and see if you can get blood. It's not there, so it will come out. That is how it is with somebody who is predestinated to be an unbeliever. And this word is a special word in our midst. Predestinated. And it's a very simple word. Predestined. Everything comes from the word destination. If you don't understand anything, everybody understand destination. You say, what's your destination? You say, well, I'm going to so place. But when your destination is predetermined by somebody else, not yourself, Like you enter into a plane like this, before it goes off, many of you have traveled. You say, this plane is also place banned. That is, once you take off from here, even if this place is where it will land. The destination of that plane is predetermined. And this is the day of autopilot. That once you take off, the things are set in place that is where the plane is going. The pilot does learn to nothing. When they need to work is when they see that the storms are heavy. So try to make sure that they don't allow the storm to change the destination of the plane. Because sometimes the storms come and carry the plane to the height that it's not supposed to go. So then the pilot will have to be bringing it down to the level it should be. Because if it go beyond that one, that is bye-bye to the plane and everybody is there. Those who are believers, whether believers now, or will still be a believer, before they were born, before they were formed in their mother's womb, they have been predestined to be a believer. It has been determined by the Almighty God that they are going to believe the message of their day and they are going to live by it, and at the end of it, this place will be their destination. That has been settled before any one of us come here. And the one that will not believe, even though he was called to the church of Jesus Christ himself to come and be a member and even given office inside the church of Jesus Christ and had the opportunity to be eating with Jesus Christ and sleep with him, nevertheless, as long as there is no seed inside to believe with, he was an unbeliever in the church of Jesus Christ. He couldn't believe. He was always doubtful of whatever he sees. Amen. Unbelief does not hinder God. I told them in Lagos, just look at that title itself. It's enough a sermon. Unbelief does not hinder God. You can tell it to yourself as many times as possible, and you can tell it to the devil as many times as possible, so that the devil will know that you know that it's God's word that will come to pass. That his own suggestion cannot stand. His own work plan cannot work. God has a program. And unbelief cannot stop it. Amen. Alright. How does he make his word known to the people? I'm just starting that paragraph over. First, God knowing that there will be unbelievers, now watch the wisdom of God, knowing there will be unbelievers, and now the majority will be unbelievers, he by foreknowledge predestinated a seed for every age that will believe it. Now, if you will notice in there, for each age goes right on with his word. Everything right on time. Nothing hinders God. Have you ever seen an age that the program of God scattered? Now, this is the last age. You go right back to Genesis when everything started. Have you ever seen one time that God's program got scattered? Never. When God had believers in the Old Testament, when I read it sometimes, I see some outstanding miracles. When God has spoken to Joshua that no man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Apart from the time of Achan out there, when everything was ready. One day they were fighting a battle, and night was there. And he said, the enemy I see here. That one changed the whole thing. He said, you sun, hang over Gibeon, and you moon at the valley of Ajalon, until I finish the battle. He was standing on a promise that God has made. Because if that sun should go to setting like that, and the moon come, he won't be able to distinguish between the enemy and his own brethren. They might be killing each other, But God does not make those mistakes. Therefore, he said, I need the light. Even though the things will be 12 hours, but today I need an extension. And God, the devil said that not day before it and after it, that God acted to the voice of a man like that. He was acting on God's promise, and he knew where he was standing. When you know where you are standing, and you know the word of God that is at stake, it doesn't matter what how to change. It will change anyhow. God's word must come to pass anyhow. Because it is thus saith the Lord. The promise says, we think sometimes it's not going to work right. But don't you worry, don't break your head. Sometimes we think we can do it. We think we have the power. We think we have the wisdom. We think we have the strength. And we want to help God. Just let everything run. Just watch everything run. Oh man. Don't let me go ahead of myself. Oh my man. The prophet says, his cock is turned just exactly to the split instant, and everything is working just exactly right. Amen. When I look around sometime and see these rickets and ricketers that we got today and on the streets, how everything is going on, I think, oh God. That's the prophet as a human being. See, when he see everything, he say, oh God. But then God says, wait a minute. He says, say, my timepiece is turning just exactly right. I've got to put you upon the same basis I did the first man, them days. And I put you on the same basis of Luther and on the same basis of Wesley. But you see, sin wasn't known then like it is now. And when we got more knowledge now than we had then, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, now the enemy is here like a flood. We cannot doubt that. The enemy is here like a flood. He comes in like a flood. You know flood? I know that many of us we just hear of flood. If you go to the internet and go and see what flood did to in some countries, it has gathered even aeroplanes where they park them, go and assemble them somewhere else. Aeroplanes, gather all of them and go and gather them in one valley where there is no wrong way. Flood, it has brought down houses like cocoa house of such height. It will go around it and soften all the foundation. It will go beyond the concrete and weaken everything. Then your whole house will be swimming on water like this one before what's happening is going down. Flood is a body of water. It's uninvited. It comes in with a mighty force. And then the director is going. He makes road for himself. Yoruba has an adage. He said, because snake does not move in convoy, that's what leads to their death. They don't move in convoy. Only do you see 3, 4, 5 snakes at a time. They always move one. That's why they're easy to be killed. Even if you carry gun. When you see 10, 15, 20 snakes, you will run with your gun. Hunters are here. Let them go and see bush pig, about 15. They know better than to ever shoot. They will eat him and crack the bones. If you climb a tree, they will bring down the tree. They will pull the tree and bring it down and eat you. Rivers of unbelief Why? Because this age has the accumulation of all the demons. From the time of Adam, all of them is accumulated at this age. Nevertheless, it will never stop God's program.
Amen.
The prophet said, and when we go more knowledge, now that we are then, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against it. That flood, God knows the maximum power of the enemy. He's the one that gave it to him. He gave Lucifer his power. That is why when the prince of Persia was there having it rough with Gabriel, coming to deliver a message to Daniel, and he heard him there, he said, "You are not going anywhere, you are in my domain." Abraham said, "He's the one that weighed up the prayers of the saints in the sky. If the prayer where you won't pray, and you are not fit to pray, it will be really silly not talk less of the domain of the prince of Persia. It will get anywhere. The saints girl like Daniel, is he praying? And the answer to the prayer is coming. And the prince of Persia said, you can't deliver. The thing is that I'm not against Daniel, neither am I against whatsoever the one that said you may say. But one thing is that you can't cross my domain. You pass another place you want to pass. Like the Moabites, when they brought the children of Israel and the Amalekites, when they were crossing, when they were going. Say, well, we are not saying you should go to anywhere you want to go, but don't pass here. And that's where the road is. Michael has to take off. With the prophet told us that is the age Jesus Christ in his angelic form. As soon as the prince of Persia saw him, he shifted. Daniel went down. Because that is the master. Yes, so all the ability of Satan, we let him gather there. Michael is still existing. The great prince that stands there for his people. When he moves on the scene, things must change.
Amen.
The prophet said, remember, the reason that he predestinated these things to happen, he foretold them by his prophets, they will happen. And when the righteous see these things confirmed, then they know it is right. Regardless of what anyone else says, they know it is right. Amen. Before someone prophesies, what brings prophecy or a vision? We all have albums in our house. Is that true? We also have albums in our phones and iPads. It could be pictures, it could be video. Like the wedding of Raja Josiah now. The pictures, they are there. And videos that anybody ever made is there. Anytime they see, they will see that day fresh. Now, we are only able to capture existing events. Because God knows the ending from the beginning, he already has the video and the pictures of every event that will ever take place on earth. He has it with him before he ever created anything. So before a prophet will speak, if he is a true prophet of God, if it is God that is speaking through him, God show him his video or his album. Then he now say, thus hear the Lord. He's looking at God's album. What a finished product there. And that's what gives them confidence. If not, how can Isaiah say something that history did not support it? The virgins are conceived. Is there any history that support that? Is there medical science that support that one? Then where did he hear it from? Where is his example? How can he say a virgin will conceive when he knows what it takes for a woman to conceive? Say virgins are conceived. He himself didn't know what he was talking about. And so by the time they will tell him that this is what you have said, he will just say, well, he is God. He can do all things. And we cannot argue with him. And he never witnessed it in his own day. 800 years later, he came to pass. That the angel that came to Zechariah say, I am Gabriel. He said, my words will come to pass in their season. For you doubting it, this is the punishment you will have. Because he was bringing a message, like somebody coming to tell, let's say that maybe at the age of maybe Papa Caleb, now maybe he has not Papa Lurity, maybe they haven't had an issue up till now. And then somebody now met him, said, thus said the Lord, you will have a son. In fact, would they laugh? They will laugh. Because boarding gates have closed. I'm using flight language. When boarding gate closes, even though you have your ticket in your hand, it's just a ticket. It will not work for that flight. They tell you that the boarding gate has closed. That's all. So for them, the boarding gate are closed. Then you will now be saying, so what are you talking about? If you want to say a thing like that, you'll be talking to people like Alagba and the rest of them who are seeing active service. Yeah. Those are the ones who can be talking to. But the angel came and met Zechariah at the temple and said that he just saw him at his right hand while he was doing service. First of all, looking at a being beside him in that place where there is no other person that can ever enter apart from himself. And that's the way he has to enter. Then he just saw by his side that somebody is there. That one almost killed him. Then to now hear what he has to say. Say that at your prayer, you are going to, your wife will conceive and give birth to a son. You call his name John. Look at it from head to toe. How can you be coming with a story like this when we have stopped all those things? Me. Sperm cannot even come from my own body. The thing is no even more righteous for your information. And as for my wife, the monthly thing I see several years ago. So you are talking out of time. The man refused bluntly to believe what the angel was saying. Then the angel looked at him. You high priest at the post of deity. So you still can have so much doubt like this. Then he introduced himself. Say, I am Gabriel. Say, my words will come to pass in their season. For you doubting, you are going to be dumb. You will not be able to speak until it comes to pass. Unbelief, even of the priest, even of the high priest, never stop God. In his own case, he did not even rob him of the blessings. He only gave him a punishment. Because he's a seed of God. Glory to God. Now, in the message, unbelief does not hinder God, the sermon himself. It's trouble. Paragraph 51 and 52. The prophet said, unbelief is as old as Eden. That is where it was born at, was in Eden. And unbelief is to doubt what God has said. Now, did you notice where unbelief was born? There was much of the word of God considered. For Satan said to Eve, when she said, God has said. He did not deny that God has said so and so. But he said, surely God wouldn't do a thing like that. See, that was the birth of unbelief. Sympathy. God is a good God. Some people used to say that he cannot destroy what he has created. They say, don't you see this world that is very beautiful? Then somebody will be talking that the fire of God will come and burn it all. Blind people. They don't know what God reserved for them that love him. That these ones that you are looking at, they are sticky compared to that one. The richest man in the world today, everything in his house is not gold. Some of them are gold plated. But when you read about even the streets, you can't stand. Nobody can even flood this tabernacle with gold. But what is the street of that place? Not just gold, pure gold. Pure gold. How can the richest man in the world cannot tie from here to this our front with gold? It will finish his money. But our people, this present gold you see here, is it not small that God deposited for every country to survive? It's small thing he had deposited. But remember, he is the creator that spoke this one to existence. The one of that one is going to also speak them to existence in abundance. Hallelujah. It's only God who don't do a thing like that. See, that was the part of unbelief. To vary one iota from God's perfect word. We must stay right with it, regardless of where, what, or how. Our lives and so forth must measure up with thus saith the Lord. Amen. The message of the hour in its entirety is thus saith the Lord. It is thus saith the Lord. I've said before, if I can have thus saith the Lord that tells me that I should not be wearing shoes, I tell you, I will sell every shoe I have and be walking barefooted the rest of my days. Because God said, don't wear shoes. But because he didn't say so, that's why I'm wearing shoes. Amen. And if we should have any revelation that should be presented to us that is contrary to the written word, then we should never receive it. Because that is exactly what Satan did to Eve. She had the word, but she was hunting for some new light. And Satan said to it that she got it. Whatever you are looking for, you will get. You will get it. Abraham always said that if you are looking for fault, you will see plenty of fault. That's how you see sometimes slip of tongues. So everybody wants to say this one, we say this one. And you will see it almost in every sermon. Go and read the sermon books. You will see slip of tongues almost in every sermon. Pastor David Odwe, he said the first sermon book he read, being a good English student, he said it was the English he was marking. By the time he finished it, the old sermon was read. He was underlying all the grammar, verbal grammars. What the message was carrying, he never, that one was not himself. He was just marking the grammar. It was because he has a seed of God inside of him. That is why God brought him back to the thief. That you is not what I'm asking you to look at, you are looking at. Go back and read it again. Then it was when he now read it, not with the eye of grammar, but with the eye to find out which message is this thing passing across. That is when he now saw. What was the sermon? A true sign that is overlooked. God was showing him the sign that the people of the world are overlooking. He was looking at grammar. He was marking grammar. When you mark your grammar finished, you can maybe thank God that the man get 20% or he got whatever percent. Those that score 100%, they are in creed and dogmas. They don't know how many God we have. They were not even baptized correctly. Their sins are not remitted. If they continue the way they are, at the end of the day, the voice that is waiting for them is that, I never even knew you, you workers of iniquity. Those that their grammar is smooth, they are there.
Amen.
Say, if our revelation is contrary to the written word, say we should never receive it. Because that is exactly what Satan did to Eve. She had the word, but she was hunting for some new light. And Satan seemed to it that she got it. So we never want to add anything to the word or take anything from the word. But just leave it the way it is. Stay there with the word. For anything contrary is unbelief. Anything that is contrary to God's word is unbelief. Amen.
We all know in the scriptures, in 2 Kings, I believe, chapter 7, or even back the previous chapter, when chapter 6, when two women, in the time of the drought in Israel, they had a meeting when there was nothing else to eat. All the grass had been eaten as vegetables. The bark of the tree had been converted to food. I don't know whether any animal is existing again there that they have not killed to eat. Now the outcome of their meeting was that our children, you bring your own milk, we chop man today. Tomorrow, we chop my own. That is tomorrow, I cannot understand. How a woman can prefer to eat her own child for her to be alive. And her own child. I don't know how you will be feeling when you are putting the meat of your own child inside your mouth. That one, I don't understand. I don't know who did the killing. Says these are not men, women. Carry one child to the slaughter, it, dress it, boil it, fry it, then they started eating. Women, or not be men. And now they are also able to finish one child in just one day. All those things, they surprised me. When the day broke, the next day, the woman whose child was 18 years old come to the other one and say, oh yeah, where is he? That one must have looked at it over the night. Say, for us to be eating this boy, I don't think I have the strength. She went to go and hide it somewhere. Say, I don't know where the boy is. So. I just woke up, I know. Say, the woman said, this one cannot walk. This is your hand, it's inside. How can it be? As they were dragging it, then the king was passing the top of the wall. Then the king, the woman, he said, help, O king! The king said, what type of help do you want? You think from the bag of rice I have in my house or bag of beans? If God doesn't help you, me, I can't help you. I'm in the same condition that you are. He said, what do you want? What are you talking? What is your problem? He said, me and this woman discussed. Our agreement was that my child should be submitted, we both eat. Then the next day we are to eat our own child. Now we have eaten my own yesterday. Today she has eaten her own child. She has eaten her child. The king couldn't comment further. It's not every case you have answer to. It's not every case you have solution. When you hear the case, if you say this case, no, you don't get answer, you just continue your way. Because the king couldn't say anything to that one. Is the king going to say, young woman, go and bring your child? Or he has got the food to give to them? Nothing to say.
He beat his head. He said, "Car, is this prophet that brought affliction on our place? We will make sure that his head come off from his head." God walking around that same time, the prophet stood and said, "Thus says the Lord." God showed him a video of a sale of food going on at the gate of Samaria. And he also showed him the price. And he then said, "Thus says the Lord." And he showed him the date and everything. He can see that it's just 24 hours. He himself, if he stops to think, he cannot utter that statement. But they speak by that inspiration and anointing. Say, "Thus says the Lord." By this time of tomorrow, a bag of rice will be sold for 5,000 naira. One bag of beans, 5,000 naira. The economic advisor of the king, he looked at it and said that, "I don't doubt that you are a prophet, but this particular prophecy, let me tell you, I am this advisor, this economic advisor in this place. So even if God make windows in heaven, and even that's where he went for now, blasphemy, and begin to pour down food from that place, this thing cannot be like that one. Because by our normal something, before we do council meeting, before we decide the thing, we go to the house and come and then go to the president. He will have sent his signature and everything, and then we will now start the sales. He cannot work like that. Even the price can not here. Before things can adjust back to like this one, it is a matter of years." Then he didn't look again at the video. He said, "This thing I'm saying will come to pass. And you will see it. Only you will not case out of it." So, the economic advisor of the king, and then the prophet doesn't have a problem. He has spoken God's word. And it is not the business of the prophet to make the prophecy to come to pass. He only said what God has told him. "Thus saith the Lord." He didn't say, "Thus saith the prophet." He said, "Thus saith the Lord." So the reputation of the one that gave him the message is one that is at stake now. What will happen within the 24 hours is not his business. He just went to go and rest. Then the angels who watches over God's word to perform, then they started the work. They went to go and hold meeting with the lepers. "You people are just sitting down here. You just die here. Maybe if care is not taken, as they are eating their children, they might call you to take you one there and also eat it. Fry you and eat it. You stay there. The Syrians are there. Why don't you make a trial?" Then they talk to each other. "Friends, we can't stay here like this. So these people, they know they see anything, give us again. If we go to the Syrians, they may kill us. And they may also save us alive, and we may leave." All of them made the consensus, "Let's move." Then they started going. And as they were going, if you go to Deuteronomy, you will see that God had promised that he's going to make their enemies to hear a sound of war. Is that the scripture? But physically speaking, it was four lepers that were walking. And the sound of the feet of four lepers. Four lepers, which even their feet is not complete. Some of them have chopped off. As half as the feet was, as they are moving like that one. Sound of war was sounding. Maybe one leg like this will do like an explosion. Another one like an explosion. Something that will make them to even leave their food, to remove their clothes, to remove their shoes, and run. Husband not waiting for wife. Wife not waiting for children. Everybody was on his own. May God be merciful. They are not passing the same direction. Everybody in the covenant direction. Everybody fails. He said, "This one is terrible. Anybody this people can't. Now the way we are hearing this sound today." They move. Four lepers were coming. Because God's word is at stake. And it will come to pass. No matter whatever happens. By the time they were entering the city, they begin to take clothes, shoes, this, and then they begin to pass some odors. But there are some things that they are cooking here. They enter house and see food, they eat. Yeah, this one is belly food. Food they have never ate for maybe years. That type of food. The food people give to lepers is the one they don't need in the house. Even people that give them money, they just throw it from afar. Throw away. They eat. They pack. Then they came back to Israel. Say, it's better we go and give tithing to the people that have been helping us before. They came to Samaria and said, this is what we find in Syria. And they told the king said, are you sure this is not a trap? You look as if this is a trap. They even know we are hungry. So they want to trap us so that they will not pass it. The people said, king, these people have already gone there, they have come back and they have eaten. We said we have collected from what they brought, sanctified the thing and they have eaten. So this time now, look, unbelief doesn't hinder God. Royal Highness, if you know, take action. This one, an individual affair. Everybody wants to survive. The king said, okay, go. They went there, saw the place empty, packed everything, bringing it, packing, bringing, packing. When the place was heaped up and full, the king said, oh yeah, economic advisor. Put the price. They put the price. Exactly what had been given. Then in his own mind, he believed that now part of the word has come to pass. But this other part, I'm not eating. When I'm the one in charge, how would I know it? I'm the one in charge. So that's the only error in that prophecy. All the other ones, they are fine. But this other is the only error. Look, if God's word come to pass, if it has been coming to pass, you must know that the rest will become coming to pass. Irrespective of any doubt or unbelief. It will only be the unbeliever that will not enjoy it. While he was asking them to queue and line up and let us maintain order at this end. One guy is already here now. He said, look, we can't have this long queue. Before he, oh my God, don't die. This will not work today. They push him and match him and everybody just take food, Jare. We'll just take food. This is your money. They leave. The Bible said, as a man of God have said, it happened exactly. That is how God's word is in every age. And will continue to be every time. Irrespective of doubt, irrespective of unbelief, irrespective of double-mindedness. If you don't believe, others will believe. Amen. Look at Joseph. God showed him a vision. We just went through this recently. That one day he's going to be sitting on the throne when his brethren will come about to him. Of course, his brethren believe that it's too much of Joseph to be making such a statement. A small boy, second to the last in the family, that the firstborn Reuben can have him as his own child. The years in between them is so large. Reuben said maybe was around 6 years of age, even before they even married Rachel. Is that the scripture? There is no, because you can't process it fast. It was after Rachel got to whatever that Jacob asked to labor for 7 years before he can marry this one. So before Jacob even married Rachel, Reuben was maybe around 6 years of age already. And after the marriage, child was not forthcoming. Even the house, the maid and things, all of them born their own finish before even Rachel began to born. And then Joseph was now telling those people that are far elderly to him, almost to be like fathers, that God showed me a vision that you will come and be bound down to me. Now, instead of those people to say that, well, if that is from God, well, we cannot question it. But it looks funny, but we can't question God. They got anointing. They got envy. And said that while we are alive, it can never come to pass. Then they started looking for opportunity. And the opportunity came when Joseph came to bring food to them. They say, here come the dreamer. That's the way they put it. Here come the dreamer. And today will be the end. But because God is so special, in the scriptures, you look at how God hides some information to himself. When Paul was talking about the man of sin, he did not put Pope there. Is it because God did not know that the person would be Pope? He knew. But he hold that one. When he was telling Abraham that your seed will sojourn in a strange land, did he not know that strange land? He knew the name of that strange land. He hold that one. If he has mentioned Egypt, the brothers will have been careful where they set the boy to. They will have thought of it. That this boy that we are selling to the Midianites, where are they going? Is it not the way this boy that this is, we will know what will happen there? God hide those ones. They sold him off. And they say that the thing has ended. How can something like that? How does it work? Look at that boy. A boy that if I live with the mother, we have a child. He was saying that I come and be back that way. It's not his fault. Even our father said that go and like him and be so close to him. And we are the working force. Which word does he do? Is he not a house boy at all? They didn't know that they were assisting God's program. 30 years left. Then things started. When it was 15 years, they met again. That's the scripture. So people are looking at, is it my mathematician? It's the scriptures. Joseph was sold to Egypt at the age of 17. When he stood before Pharaoh, he was at the age of what? 30. You have 30 years, isn't it? Simple arithmetic. When the brothers came from Egypt, he says 2 years, this thing has started. Okay, is it even more than? Let me adjust my mathematics. First of all, there was 7 years of plenty. 7 plus 13, make it what? 20. Then the famine started 2 years before the brothers came. 22 years. So Joseph, they could not imagine. He has grown fat. He has grown fresh, like a governor or a president. And they are coming out lean, with their face wrinkled, everything terrible. And then they just, boy, he still knew them. So as they were coming like this, when he was looking at that, this is Brother Ruben. This is Brother Dan, this is Brother Levi, Abra Simeon too, Naphtali, Asakas, I can see the, Then he will be remembering the vision. And he know that unbelief was not in that God. Then they came and then they bowed down, my Lord. Then he remembered the vision. He will say to himself again, unbelief was not in that God. Whatever God has programmed, it will come to pass. They begin to bow and to bow. He look at them, say, all of you, are you together? Say, we are all together. We are honest people. We are very sincere. We know they plan evil. In fact, we are one like this one. All of us, we are children of the same parent. In fact, we are 12 in number. But one is not. He said, hey, that is the reason I'm saying that you look like spies. One is not. One is not. What happened that one is not? Say, put them in jail. Let them go and think on their life. Let them go and repent of their sins. Let them go and think of the things that they have done. Now they are here telling lies. That they are honest people. That they don't do evil.
that they are very nice men. When I know who they are, and they are still telling lies before me here, go and put them in jail. And they were there for 3 days, begin to blame each other. Now you suggest that we should say that, but you yourself, did you not collect from the money? Tell me your own suggestion was even worse. Tell me you asked us to kill the boy. It is blood that is crying over us now. Not knowing that it is the very man that they are bowing down to, and say, my Lord, my Lord. Something they will have accepted very simply. When they came out, you say, I fear God. You say, you have old father at home, Abby. You say, okay. And you say, you also have a little brother too. Okay. Say, I will ban two of you here, Levi and Simeon. Ban them. I don't know the party they played that time, where he choose them to ban them. Now let God know. So in every situation, what the party you play, may the Lord be our help. So he banned the two of them, say the rest of you carry food to home, and then the only way you will see my face again, bring down your little brother. Because you told me one is not, who know whether that one is still existing? Bring the other one. If you don't bring the other one, you can never see my face. Then he told the people again that was just put their money in the sack of their mouth. Let them go. On the way, they opened the thing, they see, hey, is this not another trouble? Well, they went. When they got to the so their father said, you robbed me of Joseph, and so Joseph lived from there, you brought evil report. Now, you told me now that Levi and Simeon, they are not there. You are still talking of taking Benjamin. So you don't want me at all cost to enter grave with my with sorrow. Reuben said, trust me. The father did not trust Reuben. He didn't trust Reuben. Because you know that Reuben is as stable as water. He didn't trust him. Despite the fact that he was saying that kill my two children, that one didn't satisfy the old man. But Judah came out. Because something is said about Judah. Then he came out. He said, give the boy to me. He didn't even talk much. If I don't come with the boy, the blame will be on me forever. That's what Judah said. Then Jacob gave him Judah. He said, go. He said, may the mercy of God go with you. You know the rest of the story. When they got there, Yoruba said, the person they asked was, do to. He said, he cannot do to. How many times have you done to now? The word of God that is here for us to believe, it is better you believe it simply. Because the time you now believe it, it will leave a lot of bruises on you. Because if you are a seed of God, you cannot do contrary but believe God's word. That I can assure you that one. The word of God, you have to believe it, you have to follow it, you have to obey it. If you are a seed of God, whether you like it or not, but if you don't do it simply, the way God will make you to do it, it will be with bruises, with pains and agonies. They bow and bow and bow. When they were going, told the people, put their money back. The first money and the second money, put it back. Then take my golden cup. Put it in the little one's bag. Sew it and give it to them. Let them go. Then as they were going, when they reached the gate, say, take presidential escort. Clear the road and go and overtake them. They were at the point, what is that one? All that they are the one that they were stopping. See, wala don't post. Then the runner said, but you people say you are honest. What type of honesty is this one? With all the favor you have received, you still came here and stole. Even that, the golden cup of the governor. Ah! He said, that far be it. We are not thieves. If you find that cup with anybody here, the person will die.
You be your servant forever. We are not here. Say, don't worry. Let's go down.
Then they started opening from Reuben. Simeon, Levi, Dan, Judah, Naphtali, Isaac, this one.
We have said you can't see it. We are honest people.
But wait, now let them finish. By the time he remains one, he can't see it. But as he opened Benjamin, oh, to breathe it out. He said, look, all of us, we are all servants now to the governor. For life, all of us are servants to the governor now.
You got there and fall down. He said, now, yeah, look, forget about our going our place. This is where we will spend the rest of our life. We are all servants to you here. How this is happening, they say, is God searching out our sins. Don't let God search you out. Search yourself and ask for God's mercy. Because if God search you out, the repercussion is grievous. That's why I went to the cross over 2,000 years ago. And he went through such agony. And then will come and be playing with his blood like that. Far be it. May God be gracious. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Even after they finally knew it was Joseph, they still fall down and say, my Lord. Because by that time, they now know that you can't do anything to God's program. At that time, they now know that whatsoever God said, now it will come to pass. So it is better with just by saying now, my Lord. That's after they have known. When they know finish. Even though they know it's their younger brother. But now they now know that since God has wrote anything like that, we have to accept it like that. But look at what they have suffered before they accept. It's better we accept God's word. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. Don't do strong head. Don't use your own brain. Don't use your own wisdom. Don't use your own whatever. The way I will do it, you will suffer. You will suffer. Hey! You use your head, you will suffer. Unbelief does not hinder God. Amen. Look at Roy Davis. When God started dealing with William and Abraham, Roy Davis said, but what did you eat last night? Just check your food. Around this time you are having this, you are calling vision or whatsoever, or trance, or Abraham was calling it trance. He said, this is your trance. As your pastor, I can tell you there will be devil. If you believe me as your pastor, I can tell you that this your trances are they are of the devil. Since I started the ministry, there has never been such. You are the one that is bringing something strange here now. This is a world of technology. Knowledge has increased. Everybody depends on the hospital. You are now bringing divine healing. All churches have stopped preaching it. They have said it is for the days gone by. So you stop talking thing like that one. Then to worsen matters, even your vision has errors inside. What are the errors? He said he was going to pray for kings and potentates. Then, with which grammar? How will you have access to the place? With which grammar? You can't make your statement correct. We are trying to manage you as a local minister. And then you have raised your shoulder since you go over the world and look, pride has entered this or something. Did unbelief stop God? This same Roy Davis is sent potentate to William Abraham. Does he need grammar to pray for the man? Does he need grammar for the man to rise up? He doesn't need grammar. When Roy David come inside, a vision broke on the platform. Abraham was in a vision at that time. And the vision just stopped. Then it went to Roy David. He just said, I saw a young boy that fell from and hey. He never mentioned him. It was somebody that came to tell him that, you know who you are describing? They are the one that now told him that is William Upshaw. But was describing the boy. He said he got greater and greater and greater until he was even at the White House. Then the vision faded, went back to the one that was with before. Then they run a mic back to Brother David Upshaw. Then he asked a question. He said, my son, how do you know those things? How do you know them? He said, it is God that is showing me. It is a video that Jehovah shows of the past and the present and the future. The same God that showed video to Moses when the world has not yet invaded video, that he knew what God made the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the sixth day, and it was accurate, and God said amen to it. That same God is the one that showed William and Abraham all the visions. He's the one that told him that he's going to be the messenger of this message of the hour. He's going to be the one that will reveal the revelation of the seven seas, which will be the mysteries in the thunder. Amen. We believe everything he has said, that the seventh sea is revealed. We have the revelation of the seven seas, not six seas. Seven seas, they were revealed. Say, what are the seven thunders? Say, they are the revelation that are contained in the seven seas. And the Bible said that a thunder is the voice of God. Brother Abraham says so. Jesus, when he spoke in the scripture, and the people heard, they say it's thunder. They say it's thunder. Because the voice of God is a thunder. Amen. William Upshaw said, my son, will I ever walk again? Brother Brown said, that is up to the mercy of God. And while he was, the vision broke again. And he saw him walking on top of the audience. Then that time, Brother Brown was almost fainting. He said, William Upshaw, say, because of your stand for God, because it was against equality, because of your stand for God, that God has honored you. He says, stand on your feet. The man for 66 years that have been on which year, 66 years, that is almost more than the number of years some people will even spend on earth. 66 years, he has been there. He had that accident at the age of 20. That time he was in the middle of the prophet, it was 86 years. He rose up and was touching his toe like this, coming to the platform. Touching his toe like this, coming to the platform. Touching his toe, it was Roy Davis that sent him. See, the person that said that he cannot pray for any king of potentates is the one that was sending potentates to him. Unbelief can never stop God. He cannot hinder God. It only rob the unbeliever of God's blessings. Amen. Despite all the unbelief of the children of Israel in different junctions, he never stopped God's program. God told them that, I have given you the land. It was a finished work. And the scripture says, after everything in the book of Joshua 21, verse 43 to 45, say, and the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he sware to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he sware unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hands, as we deliver our enemies into our hands.
Therefore, not heard of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Everything that God has promised to his children, all will come to pass. All he has promised to me, all he has promised to you, if you believe, they will come to pass. Because thus said the Lord, can never fail. Once the mouth of the Lord has spoken it, it will come to pass. Irrespective of whatsoever somebody does. Any effort of human being, you always be working towards his fulfillment. Any effort of human being, any annoyance, any displeasure, any whatsoever that you have against it, you only be helping God. The thing will just be flowing forward because that is just said the Lord. It will come to pass. Let's look at our subject before we close. When Jesus was conceived in the womb, the people hated him because the pregnancy was seemingly a questionable one. They say it was a cook-up between Joseph and Mary. They don't know what they say. This arrangement, we don't understand. Every man used to bring out any woman that is betrothed and is found with pregnancy and is not the one responsible. They used to bring them out to be stoned. But this man has covered his own. When he was born, they say he was born in fornication. When he was growing up, they hated him. When he started his ministry, they hated him. In fact, he entered into the synagogue one day and performed a miracle. Somebody there was bent over, and Jesus said, if your sheep fall into the something on the Sabbath, what are you going to do? Will you leave it there? You bring it out? They were looking at him. They know the answer, but they know he wants to do something. When he's asking questions like that, there's a reason for it. He knows he wants to do something. Look at the woman. This daughter of Abraham, must she be born like this? He says, stand upright. That is against medical. If they do operation, that back cannot stand. Sometimes you see some people on the street, these are the walking. Operation cannot stand the back. The bones are bent. In the course of operating, say you may finish the OT. And the person from there travel up. But in one word, she stand upright. And the woman stood and everything was straight like this. Instead of everybody to praise God and to rejoice, the Bible said that the ruler of the synagogue was filled with indignation. Indignation is wrath. He was filled with indignation. His wrath rose up. Even though he see the mighty acts of God, he was full of unbelief. Then he spoke in anger. Said there are 6 days in the week. We need those 6 days. If anybody wants to be healed, let him come with it. He said, on the Sabbath, don't come for healing. As if he has healed anybody in the 6 days before. Hypocrite. Have you healed anybody? All the 6 days that have passed since you have been a minister. Have you healed anybody before? You see, well, instead of you to praise God, you are filled with indignation. May God have mercy upon us. No, when people are filled with demons. This is Jesus that a man died, was buried for 4 days. Jesus came there and raised him again. In the next chapter, chapter 12 of the book of St. John, the Bible said that they were looking for Jesus and Lazarus. They want to kill Jesus and kill Lazarus also. It's not only that they hated him. They hated his miracle. They hated his ministry. They don't want it to continue. And they also don't want even the one he has done to be sustained. That is why even after he went away, and then his disciples were doing it, they said, mentioning the name of this man, you are trying to bring this man's sin upon us. His blood, you are trying to bring his blood upon us. But are you not the one that says his blood be on you? Is there anybody bringing it on you, or you requested for it? You requested for it. So, when they put Jesus in the grave, then they came to Pilate. We remember that this deceiver said,
Then anytime he died, on the third day he will rise. Give approval so that we go and put what is there. If you want to try and rise again, we don't want the last error. You see, because it's possible that his disciple will come and steal him in the night and then begin to give testimony and say that he has risen. Say the last error will be worse than the first. So you know what? Approve. At that time, Judas said was no more himself. I mean Pilate. He has passed a terrible judgment. And he was it himself. He doesn't know what to do. He just said, look, you have watches. Go and set any security. Go and set it there. Go and set it there. He just dismissed them quickly. Yeah, just go. They went. And they set a watch, the Bible says. Maybe they are up to 20 or 30. With every instrument that they want to have, they were there. Watching it. At least, maybe they programmed to stay there for 5 days. To make sure that third day matter never happened. On the third day, let's go back to the scriptures. Matthew 28, verse 2. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled the stone from the door and sat upon it. We don't know how many watches were there, but anything you want to do, do now. Not only did he roll the stone, but he sat on it. This stone has finished its work. It's blocking a wrong place. When God wants to do something, nothing blocks him. He will roll the obstacle and sit on it. He's dealing with believers. That is why we cannot be a doubter of God's word and make it. Once you believe it, you believe it entirely. Entirely and entirely. You believe all the instructions. You believe all the corrections. Everything he said do, you do it. May the Lord be our help. His countenance was like lightning. Have you seen lightning before? Some lightning, if you look at it, blind your eyes. And his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became a dead man. These are the people that want to watch to be sure that Jesus did not rise from the dead. But they just saw one angel now that came and rolled the stone and sat on it. This is how they were. I think we have made a mistake. They were looking for how to move, which finally they moved. By the time they moved, they did not go the same direction. Some go this way, some go that way, some go this way. The Bible says some of them, they were able to go to the way of the chief priest. They went to go and tell them first hand information. The man rose. Say, the man rose. Say, the man rose. Say, we were witnesses. We saw it. He rose from the dead. The first witnesses of the resurrection, they were the enemies. It was the enemies that first of all witnessed his resurrection. And they went to go and tell the arch enemies that it is true. The man rose from the dead. Asking question, what about the stone? They said, the angel called on the stone. He said, thank your star, you say you are not there. No, for we that were there. Now let God spare our life to be able to escape. What are you saying? When God plans something to do, who is a human being? Who is a devil? Who is a demon that we say cannot do what he wants to do? He works in mysterious ways, he's one that to perform. That's sorry. And all believers not in that him.
unbelief doesn't hinder him. Mercy. We have a few minutes to go. What did they do? They enter inside the treasury. That's it. Not just small money. They almost emptied the treasury that day. Large sum of money I gave to them. I said, you say after me. With this money in your hand, this is what you are going to be saying until death. The rest of your days, you are going to be a liar. With this money in your hand. And these are the things you are going to be saying. So repeat after me now. While we slept. Say, they repeat, while we slept. While we slept, say, while we slept. The disciples came and tore away his body. Even the liar has problem. If that is how people have been known who come to the house to go and see their property while they are sleeping, police have no job. Does police have a job again? Since while you are sleeping, you can see no who come to take your property. Then everything is easy then. You just go to the person and say, I bet the thing you carry away, come and give me. While we slept, funny hypocrites. Instead of all of them to fall down before God and say, God be merciful to us. We never knew who you are. We never knew you like this. Now they have we have seen you clear now. Be merciful unto us. Forgive us our sins. But they went to go and bribery for those ones to tell lie all the days. The lie, a sin they will never repent of, is what they were using to, they use money to buy it. They bought their soul. May you never commit such sin that you can't come out the rest of your life. Tell lie all the days of your life. Despite all that, the people that believe Jesus, they knew he rose. If he had wanted to show himself to the chief priests and the high priests, he would have gone to appear in their meeting and say, see me now. But he only appeared to his own. So that unbeliever can keep disbelieving. Doubter can keep doubting. But believer will continue to believe. Oh yes, sorry. He appeared to his own. Even one of his own that was weak in faith, Thomas, because of his being accessed in service. He doesn't believe in coming to every service. Because of his being weak, he was not sick. He was just absent for one flimsy excuse. Because of the discouragement that even our master has got. Then they told him that, Thomas, this service you missed today is a bad one. Say what happened. The master came home. He was really the one. He said, keep your testimony. I'm not going to believe you. All of them, the next person testified. The next person said, so it's only me. Is he not the one that called me? Did he not say my name is written in heaven? Am I not one of them? I'm not going to believe. Why did they call when I was not there? I'm not going to believe. Because of election. Because of election. He still came back. At the next service, when Thomas was there, the Bible, the door was shut. He doesn't need our key to enter anywhere. As he entered like this, he never called for Peter, he never called for John, he never called for whosoever. He said, Thomas, come here. Thomas, come here. It was because of you I came to this service. And if there's any doubt in Thomas, it's because of you that the sermon is preached. If there's any made believer, it's because of you that the sermon is preached. If there's any unbeliever, it's because of you that the sermon is preached. That he rose from the dead. His power is the same. He can still do what no man can do, but he does it only with his believers. You must live for him. You must surrender your life for him. You must cleanse your life of every evil. If you want God to have dealings with you. Thomas, oh yeah, bring your hand. You want to see where the nail the pierced? Oh yeah. Bring your hand. You want to see where the nail? See. Hey, now my Lord and my God. Say Thomas. 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 Don't be a doubter. Because you have now seen. You say you believe. Blessed are those that never saw and yet they believe. We did not see Brother Abraham. We didn't see any of this miracle physically happen in our presence. We only heard his voice. We only have his testimony. And we believe. According to the dream of Juno Jackson, that said that after the prophet is gone, some will go this way, some have gone that way. Some will go this way, some have gone that way. But we stay with the prophet. We stay with the prophet. We believe the instructions. We believe the doctrine. We believe the order. We believe everything. What he saw me, he said, is 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes. If you sleep for 2 hours, it won't do anything good to you. What God wants to achieve, he will achieve it in the 30 minutes of worship. Some people say you can worship, but go ahead. The messenger of the egg says 30 minutes. And the bride is satisfied with that. The messenger has told the sisters to remove their eye issues. Those that really believe, they remove it. Also, they remove it. If it's a shoe that you are not too sure whether it is eye or not, throw it away and tell the one that you yourself you are sure is not eye. Don't be asking me a question whether it is eye. It is your conscience that is worrying you. So you yourself, you have the answer. May God be our help. Brother Abraham says, the Lord thy God has made known unto you all that you need to know. He said, don't act and don't surprise. May the Lord be our help. Unbelief does not hinder God. In closing, the message, unbelief does not hinder God, paragraph 107 to 109. All right, to stop, I say this. Unbelief does not stop God, does not stop his program, does not stop his move, does not stop nothing but the unbeliever. He stops him in his sin. And there he is, standing looking at himself. Today they say there is no such a thing as the Holy Ghost, but that don't stop it. The people go right on getting it just the same. Are people receiving the Holy Ghost? They are receiving and they will be receiving. They say there is no divine healing, but they go right on getting it just the same. Are people getting healed? They say there is no joy. People go right on shouting just the same. Is there joy? I have joy myself. So even if you don't believe, I know I have joy. If you don't believe, I know I have peace. If you don't believe, I know I have satisfaction. Amen. There is no such a thing as this baptism of the Holy Ghost that you Pentecostals talk about, but the people are filled with it every day. Every day the prophet says. They may not be able to explain it, but they know they got it. That is the main thing. So unbelief doesn't stop God. We know we got it, and I'm so glad to associate myself with people who has it. Amen. Unbelief does not stop, it doesn't stop God. And Paul was talking about wars. They will fight war today, tomorrow they say it has ended. Now the prophet said, does fear the Lord. He said there will be no peace until Jesus comes and set his kingdom. Then the world will study war no more. I read that as an extract from the message, what it is to overcome all unbelief. Paragraph 50. It's an extract there. On this earth, there will be peace. But in the life of God's own elect, Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. He said, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That goes to the bride. Isaiah prophesied of this end time.
that there is darkness over the land. He saw it as a vision. And gross darkness on the people. But he saw another group of people inside of that same darkness and gross darkness. And he was telling them, he see the light of God shining upon them. He said, that you arise and shine. He said, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. One prophet, looking at the world, see two group of people, see them under two different experiences. Some under darkness, another one shining in light. God is the master of every situation. The prophet said, as I read this as last, paragraph 217 of Hebrews chapter 7, part 1, he said, Lord, such strong teachings. It is time this little church will take meat and no more the milk of the world. We've been too much in the milk now, giving the baby his bottle. But we've got to have strong meat. For the day is getting close. Great perilous times are at hand. And more trouble lay in the road. And we know that there will never be better times. May I repeat? And we know that there will never be better times. We know that we are at the end. Times will continue to get worse and worse until Jesus comes, according to the scriptures. That's why you see somebody come in this nation, pay all the debt. Another one started borrowing. Another one got inside. When he finished 8 years, he said he has fulfilled all his campaign promises with 77 trillion debts that he left behind. And he has fulfilled all his campaign promises. Everybody is working according to thus says the Lord. Somebody has said, now the turn now. Now we now, now the turn. Some of us, when some people we analyze politics, so you think that they are the chairman of APC. When some we analyze it, you think they are the trustee chairman of PDP. Our economy is the word of God. If you are lucky, you are doing better job. Now just God's mercy. Now just God's mercy. Somebody else went to the same university you went. Maybe in his own course, score as even better than yourself. But things didn't just work out. All glory of this should go to God. Whether you are able, you are unable, we have a central economy. And that is God's word. Can I give you a statement before we close? David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he said something in Psalm 37. He said, I have been young. He said, now I am old. He said, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Are you a righteous man? Are you a righteous woman? According to the scriptures, you cannot be forsaken. Your seed cannot beg bread. That is God's fear the Lord. That is where I stand. That's where I rest. That one is more sure than the economy of your world. Which president can promise a change of economy in 24 hours, like Elijah spoke at the gate of Samaria? There is no president. Biden cannot promise it. There is none of the presidents of the world can try it. Nobody. But our God can do it if he wants to achieve it. It is thus fear the Lord. David said, I have been young, now I'm old. Say, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I cannot be forsaken as long as I believe God, as long as I live by his word, as long as I hold to all that he has said, as long as I shun every evil, I cannot be forsaken. And my seed will never beg bread. God's attribute were manifested to his pride in this last age. We have fallen revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are resolved for. Oh, praise the Lord for the original land.
The original, original, the original sin. The original one is what I believe. What do you believe? For the Son of Man is living, the seven sin is on me. The original, the original.
Things are possible to them that believe. God does not need eternity to do his work. He works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. As we are here like this, and his presence is here, he can be performing miracles. Signs and wonders can be taking place. It is the action of the pillar of fire. Nobody can stop him. The angel will roll every stone and sit on it. He is said yesterday, today, and forever. If thou canst believe, things are possible. Is it sickness? Is it problem? Is it salvation? Is it delivered from evil spirit? Our God is able and he can do all things. His omnipresence is here. His power is here with us. Oh, glory to our God. Thank you. Under this anointing, I want us to commit the pastor unto God. That the angel of the Lord that rolled away the stone that time has sat upon it, we roll away the sickness and sit down upon it. Roll away the weakness and sit upon it. Roll away sleeplessness and sit upon it. Every barrier that want to stand against quickening of his body, that the power of the Most High God, we roll it away and sit upon it to the glory of his name. To pray also for the pastor's wife for strength and for good health, and as many as are sick among God's children, that in honor of the memorial of the resurrection, that the angel will descend, roll away every secret, roll away every affliction, and sit upon it. And if there be any individual or family that has some special need or problem, that same God that we serve, that we are celebrating the memorial of his resurrection, that is present right here in our midst, let him move in power through his angel and roll away every problem, roll away every difficulty, roll away the evil forces of the enemy, and sit upon it, that glory and honor might be to his holy name. Shall we pray?
Thank you.
besides those at the altar, if there be anyone that would like to be remembered in prayer, will you just lift up your hand to God, having your request in your heart, as we offer this word of prayer. Believe only, and it shall be as you believe. The word says, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be a performer of those things that were spoken on the angel of the Lord. Kind Heavenly Father, this is not a picnic ground. This is your house, Lord, where you further your kingdom in the midst of your people. We are grateful to you for what that has come forth. Lord, unbelief does not hinder you. It doesn't hinder your program. It doesn't hinder your healing. It doesn't hinder your miracles. It doesn't hinder your salvation. It doesn't hinder you from filling with the Holy Ghost. It doesn't hinder you in any way, oh Father. Dear Almighty God, seeing that it is only the unbelievers it will hinder. If there be any unbelief in any heart here, by the power of your presence, we ask that the pillar of fire will burn them out of our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, Savior Divine, we ask, O living God, and Lord, your mercy will reach, O God, out unto each and every one of us. Lord, after the preaching, we have committed ourselves to your hand, and you have heard what we have said. Just as you had that woman that was taken up for you in the hospital, even though there were nurses that were making jest of your prophet and the ministry. But Lord, what she spoke, the angel of the Lord said, tell her that I heard what she said. And because of that one, she will no more die, but she will live. Our God, you have heard what we said. You have heard our prayers. You have heard the meditation of our heart. In the name of our Master and Savior Jehovah God, concerning ourselves, concerning the pastor, concerning the wife, concerning as many as are sick, concerning the needs of every family, concerning individuals, you have heard us. May heaven stamp it, Heavenly Father. Every sickness, every problem, every sin, every situation that is unpleasant, may it be a prayer, roll away this door and sit upon it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be an Easter in every family. Let there be an Easter in every life. Let the joy of Easter follow each one, Heavenly Father. Grant it, Eternal Father. Beyond Galilee, may the news of your resurrection spread everywhere. In every life, Lord. Grant it, Eternal Father. May each one, oh God, both the ones that have their hands up and the one that is on the altar, after this, may there be a settlement in their heart that you have heard their prayers. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We pray, O living God, that if the enemy is trying to slip into worldliness or anything, we send him back in the name of Jesus Christ. May you move back every wickedness of the enemy. Thank you, Eternal Father. Very soon, may your servant, our pastor, be on his feet again and at his post of duty. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. Those seeking for the Holy Ghost, give them the experience today. May they go back with the substance in their heart, knowing that you have met with them. Your prophet said they may not be able to explain it, but they just know that they got something. The joy that you give it to your people, not as the world give it. Joy that never dwindled. Joy that is not controlled by economy. That is not controlled by any situation. Maybe they are portion from henceforth. And may the victory of Jehovah remain with them all the days of their life. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petition. When we come back again for the last service, may you be here to shower your blessings again. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are to sit 1:30, but if you want us to shift it back to 2 o'clock, then we'll close 4:30. It will be your choice. If the time is too choky, if you prefer, see 1:30. Say amen. If you prefer 2 o'clock, say amen. The 1:30 has it. That's the democracy of the church. The Lord bless you. Immediately we dismiss, the ministers and the officers will quickly make an outing to Owala Cliff immediately. Then we'll come back with our food and then prepare for the last service. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise? Do you know why I love Jesus? Oh, do you know? Oh, why he's so great? On that day, he rose again. I've never seen a man like Jesus. You have not completed it. I've never seen a man who rose from dead like Jesus Christ. Wait, let him amend it. Okay, this one is not working. Sorry, to be done as soon as possible. This one and the other one is working. Sorry. Do you know why I love Jesus? Hallelujah. Do you know? Bless you.